This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, let me make sure everything's going to work, yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's has taken, one of their engineers is named Wilson. Wilson is, his one of his great things that he does is figuring out this geometry, figuring out what's got to happen in order for this to work, in order for these shapes to work. He's one of the people that takes the stuff, does the R&D, creates the gun stock. There's a lot of pride that goes into each one of those things. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This Trump era of governance has exposed the dark, vindictive, and oppressive side of the leftists. But that side has always, you know, existed. Progressives, as they prefer to be known, have a long history of extremism, going back to Woodrow Wilson's Sedition Act of 1918 and FDR's many power-grabbing activities, including the 1937 attempt to pack the Supreme Court. Progressive thinking, because it attempts to impose an extreme vision of society on a public that resists its measures, is by its very nature authoritarian, anti-democratic, and elitist. Liberalism is not the party of the people, as it has long claimed to be. It is rather a despotic philosophy that, because of its intentions of imposing advanced thinking on the masses, they can govern only through lying to you and force. Now, Trump is reversing a lot of Obama-era initiatives, and the left's hostility toward him is unprecedented, and it's thick enough to cut with a knife. They are becoming increasingly rigid in their thinking and increasingly aggressive toward any who disagree with them. Their opinion of the president, echoed in every left-leaning corner of the media, is that he is illegitimate, incompetent, racist, sexist, and in some vague sense, fascist. Think that of me and you, too. Because they view Trump in these extreme terms, progressives view themselves not as violent extremists, but as the resistance. But resistance implies that there exists something worthy of resisting. Now, the progressive resistance began just seconds after Trump was declared the victor on election night. The resistance was not engendered by anything Trump had actually done, well, except winning. It was just a refusal to accept any candidate who varied from the left's own line of thinking. That sort of reaction, reminiscent of what happened with the election of George W. Bush, is a dangerous turn in American politics. This implies that the left refuses to accept any political action that does not accord to their own ideology. It is not legitimate, you see. They now demand the right to govern permanently and without opposition, regardless of the outcome of elections. And this is evidence that the left today has lost respect for democratic institutions, and that if they were to find themselves firmly in control of government, they would not willingly relinquish power, even if voted out in a fair election. The behavior of the Obama partisans within the FBI and Justice Department and of the Mueller probe that grew out of it is precisely what you might expect of a radicalized opposition. It appears under President Obama, high officials undertook to spy on the Trump campaign with the intent to throw the election to Hillary Clinton. So, in other words, they sought to ensure that it retained control regardless of the will of me and you. When Clinton lost, it appears that the left sought, through the unwarranted appointment of a special prosecutor, to discover grounds for impeachment. That probe's still underway today. And it has employed unprecedented means, such as the seizure of communication records between the president and his personal attorney. If it is willing to raid the office and the home of your personal attorney, if they're willing to place spies within an opponent's campaign and file false documents in support of a FISA request as alleged, how far are they willing to go to retain power? It is not a large step from these actions to other more forceful sorts of intimidation and outright election rigging. Trump is showing incredible restraint. Wisely, he has refrained from firing Mueller or Rosenstein despite apparent calls, even as he has seen one individual after another retire from FBI and Justice just as incriminating evidence is about to be revealed. Now the most serious revelations are about to come out. As Greg Jarrett reports, there is a strong circumstantial evidence to suspect that high officials colluded to undermine the Trump campaign and the presidency and that they employed criminal means to do so. And if true, this amounts to nothing less than an insidious plot unprecedented in our history. One that would have, if successful, would have destroyed American democracy and replaced it with what would amount to the beginnings of a permanent leftist dictatorship. No American, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, should look at this and say, I don't see how this is serious. The Watergate break-in and the cover-up that followed made for a serious crime, but it was nothing compared to what is now alleged on the part of the members from the Obama administration or on the part of Obama himself. Disclosures are at last moving forward with House committees pressing for FBI and Justice documents and Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, requesting communications among Bruce Orr, Christopher Steele, and others relating to the anti-Trump dossier. If it is true that Obama ordered Lynch, Attorney General Lynch, and Director Comey to avoid bringing charges against candidate Clinton, and to spy on the Trump campaign with the intention of throwing the election to Clinton, and if high officials at the FBI knowingly requested a FISA warrant on the basis of evidence known to be false, this will be the biggest political scandal ever in the history of this country. Present-day atmosphere of political division does not excuse criminal behavior on the part of the members of either party, yet the Democrat Party is now so radicalized to the extent that illegal behavior now seems to be an everyday reality. And, you know, it would be nice if the leaders within that party would realize that they're on really dangerous ground and pull back before further crimes take place. If not, there'll be more division. In effect, it's going to be a political civil war with great damage to our republic. As the extent of these activities become known, we have to understand the seriousness of what has taken place. And as this comes out, this blue wave that they've been talking about, that's going to become just a ripple, and we may see a massive red wave that will result from the Democratic Party being marginalized for years to come. We can only hope, right? Yeah, we can only hope. And, of course, the progressives will dismiss all of this. This isn't serious. This isn't bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I mean, you're talking about ergonomics, and with ergonomics come two really, really important things. One of them is accuracy. Accuracy is everything. The other is going to be just sheer pleasure. I mean, you know, your weapon is meant to be something that, you know, like it or not, that you enjoy. I mean, that's why you bought it in the first place, right? So whether you're hunting or whatever it is you're doing at any given time, this is where a Boyd's gun stock comes into play. This is where the idea that you would, you know, get one of these mated to your favorite rifle, a rifle you just bought, a rifle you bought but you're not really all that enthused, shall we say, by the fact that it, you know, doesn't feel as good as you think it should. And yet the introduction of the Boyd's gun stock turns it into something else altogether different. That's what they do. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. James Clapper. Well, he's got a new book. He's got a brand new book to sell. And it must be his excuse for forgetting Dennis Healy's first law of holes. The first law of holes is when you are digging a hole, when you're in a hole, stop digging the hole. Pretty simple, right? It's pretty simple to consider. And, well, James Clapper decided to, one, I mean, this was a gigantic mistake in my opinion. He decided to, one, be on The View. Why would you go on The View? Unless, you know, you just want to be on The View. I don't know. I can't think of why I would go on The View. But he went on The View and he took a metaphorical shovel with him. The entire 9.5-minute segment is worth watching, if only to observe the bizarre facial expressions that he manifested while he was tap dancing around the truth of what he and the other members of the cabal have been caught doing. I've looked at the collage of his contortions that reveal his stress and discomfort. He's always looking down, looking away, grimacing, and just, you know, gesturing wildly all over the place. And see, here's the thing. When you're on camera, you're supposed to be either looking at your, looking at the audience, looking at the camera when you're answering a question, for example, or looking at the person interviewing you. You're not supposed to be sitting there where everybody's looking at you. And then you are in fact, looking at, somebody, you know, looking at everything else except, you know, your interviewers or whatever. Now, besides his grimacing, which was, you know, just painful to watch, he had three belly flops during his little interview on The View that really stand out. He caught himself using the word spying to describe what the FBI was doing on the Trump campaign. And as he did so, he tried to put the toothpaste back in the tube as he made his claim that the object of spying was not the campaign, but of course the Russians. He said they were spying, a term I don't particularly like, on what the Russians were doing. Another laugh-out-loud contention was cribbed from another fantasist. Recycling a theme floated 4 days earlier by a former FBI agent turned Yale lecturer that the spying was really an attempt to help the Trump campaign. Which, in order for, you know, to... I mean, that in and of itself is just hilarious just to think about it. But it is one of the, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, First of all, it requires you to ignore the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page that spewed all the hatred. Clapper actually said of Trump that he should be happy that we did this. And then I think maybe he grimaced right after he said that. Maybe it was partially motivated by fear of a lightning bolt striking him as he pushed a whopper out like that. And then the third belly flop involved lying about a previous lie. Coming from Bree Payton, we get this explanation in The Federalist. Meghan McCain confronted Clapper about a statement that he made while testifying before Congress 5 years ago when he was asked whether or not the NSA was spying on Americans. In 2013, when you were asked about it, you said no, McCain said, so that is a lie. Clapper said, I made a mistake. I didn't lie. I was thinking about something else, another program. Prattle then proceeded to prattle on about two different surveillance programs in an attempt to obfuscate his answer. I've been trotting up the hill testifying for 25 years, he said. Gee, just for a change of pace. I think I'll lie on this one question. By the way, do it on live television and do it in front of every one of my oversight committees. So I made a mistake, but I didn't lie. Now, Payton also looked at some video evidence of his, where he's telling on video that he does not collect data on millions of Americans. The transcript is that in 2013, Senator Ron Wyden asked Clapper, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? He did not ask Clapper about a specific program. He simply asked if the NSA was collecting any data at all on millions of Americans. And Clapper said no. And as it turns out, his response was a lie. Plain and simple. Instead of fessing up and admitting that he lied before Congress 5 years ago, he's doubling down and lying about lying. So, keep digging, Mr. Clapper. This thing you're doing, this is interesting and everything, and it you're giving yourself away to something fierce. I mean, it's pretty amusing, at least at my level, when because I get to observe that because I didn't take part in it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Robert Mueller has asked a federal judge Tuesday, to reject the four-decade-old speedy trial law in the case against 13 Russians and three Russian companies, and has asked for an indefinite delay to the Russian collusion trial. Now, if you recall, they indicted in absentia a whole bunch of Russians, more than are represented here. But they indicted them, and they're not in the country, and they just, you know, that was just one of them things where they figured they would do it. And then, you know, nobody would say anything about it, right? No, you know, nothing would happen. This would never go to trial because they're never coming back. Except something happened. Something they weren't planning happened. Now, this is they've shown up and said, okay, you've charged us with this. Show us your evidence. The Russians have. So this is the second time Mueller has tried to delay the trial. Judge Dabney L. Friedrich, a Trump appointee, rejected the earlier request without comment and ordered the case to go forward. One of the Russian companies, Concord Management and Consulting, entered the U.S., hired American lawyers, and demanded a speedy trial. The Speedy Trial Act is a 44-year-old federal law that dictates that a federal criminal case must begin within 70 days from the date of the indictment. Now, Mueller argued in Tuesday's court filing that the complexity of the case warrants excluding the speedy trial law and delaying the trial. Mueller wrote, a district court can, on its own motion or at the request of a party, grant an excludable continuance if the ends of justice served by taking such action outweigh the best interest of the public and the defendant in a speedy trial. He also wrote, this case also warrants a continuance and exclusion of time to accommodate the voluminous discovery at issue and to allow sufficient time for the court to resolve certain outstanding procedural issues unique to discovery in this case. But that's what he's saying. Now, people looking at this, like National Review contributing editor Andrew McCarthy, and he's also a former federal prosecutor, he told the Daily Caller News Foundation it was too late for Mueller to claim that the complexity of the case warranted a delay. McCarthy said speedy trial rights belong to the defendant, and if the defendant pushes for a trial within the 70 days, the government has little cause to complain. If the case was too complex, the government had the option of holding off on seeking an indictment until it was ready to proceed to trial. When a prosecutor files an indictment, it is tantamount to saying, we are ready to go. Now, Mueller originally filed the indictment against the Russians on February 16th, charging that they engaged in a multi-year conspiracy to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. Because none of the defendants were U.S. citizens, law experts said it appeared unlikely that the case would ever go to trial. McCarthy called the indictment more theater than prosecution. On May 9th, Eric A. Dubeler, a partner with Reed Smith, a prestigious American law firm that represents Concord, entered a not guilty plea in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Also repeated his client's interest for a speedy trial. Dubeler has repeatedly notified the court he would insist on using discovery to review the evidence the special counsel had accumulated about their charge of Russian collusion. His use of discovery would compel Mueller to turn over the U.S. intelligence about Russian activities. In response, Mueller informed the court on May 16th his office was prepared to enter 2 terabytes of Russian social media into the record, flooding the docket with a huge amount of evidence, all of it in Russian. The volume could fill up 3,000 CD-ROM disks. McCarthy told the Daily Caller News Foundation, it is inappropriate for a prosecutor to manufacture complexity and then contend that things are too complex. If a prosecutor is disclosing mountains of foreign language or materials without an understanding or explanation of their relevance to the case, this is a delaying tactic and an attempt to chew up the defendant's resources. He also added, this is a tactic that is apt to make the presiding judge very angry. Dubeler contended the voluminous evidence against the 13 Russians did not apply to Concord. Friedrich has yet to rule on Mueller's request for a delay. This was always, this part of this this little affair that we're watching play out, this part was always a bluff, a feint. It was a fake, a head fake, if you will. And the problem was that when they did it, they thought they'd gotten away with it. You know, when they did it February the 16th, they thought they'd gotten away with it. But here we are now in May, you know, 3 months later, and they are here saying, okay, you say we did this and this and this. You said that I did this, this, and this. Show me. Now, if they're going to dump, if they're going to do this big document dump on things and say, we don't even really know what's in there. I mean, if they're presenting evidence, if their contention is that 3,000 CD-ROMs is the amount of evidence they've got, they should be able to break it down to the, you know, the really poignant parts of the case and say, this is the reason we did it, and this is the reason we did it, and this is the reason we did it. But when they filed the indictment, if this had been an American defendant, that American defendant would have looked at them and said, hey, okay, you're ready to go. I'm ready to go because, you know, I didn't do anything wrong as far as I know. Let's go. 70 days, we'll see you in court. Them going to court right now in front of this judge would be disastrous for Mueller and company. This would look like what it has been, which I, you know, I don't, I don't remember how long it's been since Mueller has been appointed special counsel. This is something that all the Democrats were demanding. They got it, and it has turned into a giant, you know, kerfuffle, if you will. And it's a waste of taxpayers' money. A stacked group of people involved in this. It is altogether not right. This was a witch hunt the whole time. All the things that they've been doing up to this point have been designed to try to find something bad. Under the premise that the Russians came to town and did it. Now, who's gonna say no to the Russians coming to town? The Russians came to town, so we got to do something about it. Tell you what, I'm going to indict all these Russians. They're not here, of course. I can't even pronounce their names. I don't even know what they look like. What do you mean they're in town? They're in town. You mean they're ready to go to court? I'm not ready to go to court. I was just bluffing. That's the kind of conversation they were having in the Mueller office. It was probably a lot higher pitched. There was probably a lot of screaming going on, too. Perhaps a lot of perspiration happening as well. So, I simply submit that. Watching this kabuki theater, this little bit of stuff has been entertaining. But now it's time for them to actually play the game. Can't help it if they're not ready to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since Fetal Life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I mean, this is just, you know, taking something that working with wood has always been an art. They've turned something into, they've made something uniform. That's outrageous. That ergonomics. That ergonomic excellence. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse. The question to ask here is, are teachers a bunch of gun nuts? Is this the root of a hidden conspiracy where school teachers are really the secret strength of the NRA? Doubtful. Fortunately, we have real data, so we don't need to rely on anybody's opinion for that one. Facts show that a surprisingly large percentage of teachers want to carry a firearm in school. Not because they just want to carry in school, because they want to carry with the opportunity, you know, with the intention to defend. The fraction of teachers who want to go armed is several times higher than the average concealed carry rate across the U.S. today, which is pretty good. That makes sense once we dig into it. The conventional talking point is that teachers don't like guns. Unionized teachers are broadly considered to be more leftist than the general populace. The president of the NEA said bringing more guns into our schools does nothing to protect our students and educators from gun violence, which, of course, is an out-and-out lie. If guns are not the answer, then perhaps the teachers' union president wants, you know, to call animal control whenever a school is attacked. Most of the time, though, somebody's going to call or look for a good guy with a gun. Union members are also reluctant to ask to do the work currently done by the members of another union. According to that meme, it is the job of the police to protect us, not armed teachers. I'm just supposed to say it. It's almost like that commercial where the guy says, "My job is just to spot." And who was it that said this the other day? Was it Dan Wallace? "My job is just to spot a robbery and let somebody know." And he looks around and goes, "It's a robbery." Unfortunately, it's also really, it isn't really the job of the police to protect us. Law enforcement gathers evidence for prosecution. They will arrest a suspect after they build a case. Now, the only time you can actually count on a police officer to protect you is if you hire one off duty. And he's going to work security for you and you alone. A recent Gallup poll gives us some insight into, what teachers think. And the poll results are largely unsurprising. Most teachers don't like guns. What is a surprise is that 18% of them, that's a big number, would apply to take training and carry a firearm at work if their school district allowed it. Now, 18% is not a majority, but a majority of us don't carry a concealed firearm in public either. On average, about 6% of us have a concealed carry permit. So that means three times as many teachers as actual concealed carriers would be willing to carry concealed. I doubt we'd have attacks on our schools if one out of six teachers were armed. Who'd have thunk it? And I wish the news reports had included that perspective when the poll numbers came out. Teachers are about three times more eager than the average citizen to carry a firearm for personal protection. I mean, that all by itself is outrageous. Just to think about it, just consider it that way. Their desire to go armed makes sense if you think about it. In general, gun control becomes more popular after a rampage killing. We all want to save lives, and our first impulse is to consider another law. Seeing the opposite effect among teachers seems counterintuitive. But the teacher's perspective makes sense. While most of us have a general interest in school safety, teachers have a particular interest. We both share our desire to protect students, but teachers will be there. They'll be on the scene if a school is attacked. For teachers, school attacks are personal. Their reaction to this kind of an attack would also be personal. And we should thank them for that part of it. Because, every teacher I know, every teacher I've ever been around, refers to their students as my kids. And three times as many of them, percentage-wise, than actually carry guns today, are willing to carry a gun and engage a spree murderer to protect their kids. Teachers deserve a chance to save their own lives as well. I want them to save their own lives because that means they have stopped a threat. Don't you? When it is all said and done as far as teachers being armed, there's a bunch of things that we can put in place. And they're all part of a puzzle. But if you really want to have something in place that is going to deter these kinds of shootings, letting the teachers be armed in a defensive posture is the best one. It's the one that everybody likes. It's the one that everybody agrees should be the one to go with. And, for those that honestly don't think that that is the way to go, what's your idea? I'm all ears. Now, banning guns is not going to do that because there's just too many of them out there. Banning a specific type of gun does nothing. We've had shotguns used in these things, handguns, ARs, of course. All manner of firearms. All that, everything that's out there has been tried and used. So banning one particular gun is not going to do anything other than move them to the next one. Banning guns, confiscating guns, all that other stuff, that's not going to work either because that particular little genie, that one's out of the bottle. Altogether out of the bottle. And so it's out there. metal detectors, single point of entry, a lot of things that I advocate. Those are passive measures. Okay. Those are passive only in that there is nothing there, you know, deterring somebody from breaching those countermeasures. So if somebody uses countermeasures, guess what? Problems abound again. And this time everybody's trapped in this single entryway inside this entire complex, if you will. So Rob gives us a quote from J.R.R. Tolkien from The Two Towers. I do not love the bright sword for its sharpness, nor the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory. I love only that which they defend. This is about the mission. And the mission is to protect children. So whatever it takes to make that mission work, to make it happen, we as adults should be willing to do it. And where they're not willing to do it, we will continue to see these attacks continue on. And we're not seeing these attacks happen where they're already taking countering that. So there's a little bit of a historical precedent there, gun grabbers. We're going to head into hour number 3. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.